AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Trucks carrying humanitarian aid have started arriving in Gaza. The trucks have been arriving through the Rafah border crossing in Egypt. CBS's Chris Livesay is monitoring from Cairo.
Egypt is asserting itself as one of the major power brokers in the region, and it certainly has a lot of leverage as the only neighbor of the Gaza Strip outside of Israel and controlling anything that goes in or out of that crucial border crossing at the Rafah gate.
An American mother and daughter taken hostage by Hamas have been released. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
In Illinois, where the Renans live, family and friends celebrated the news and expressed profound relief.
I'm going to hug her and kiss her, and it's going to be the best day of my life.
After the release, President Biden spoke to the Renans by phone, saying they have the full support of the U.S. government. In Israel, the military is still poised to launch a ground invasion into Gaza, but the timing remains unclear.
The two were visiting a kibbutz in Israel when Hamas invaded on October 7th. Several Americans remain missing and may be among the remaining hostages. House Republicans have pulled the nomination of conservative Representative Jim Jordan after he failed to get enough votes to become Speaker of the House. He continued to lose votes in the three ballots. Virginia Representative Jen Kiggins was one of several members of the GOP who reported getting death threats when they refused to support Jordan.
A large part of what we did today was to express our concern with the threats that so many of us have received from within our own party. That's the part that's most disheartening. You know, we share the same conservative values and principles. So to get those threats and to be intimidated by members of our own party are really frustrating, especially for people like me.
House Republicans are working this weekend to name a new nominee for Speaker. Another guilty plea in the Georgia election interference case.
A guilty plea by lawyer Kenneth Chesbrough is the second in 2 days by a Donald Trump co-defendant.
Chesbrough pleaded guilty to a felony involving the falsification of documents, which goes directly to the fake elector scheme, a key component to the case against the other defendants, including President Trump.
Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum. Meantime, in New York, Trump is fined $5,000 for a social media post about a key court staffer in his civil fraud trial. That was still on his campaign website after the judge ordered it deleted. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
UAW President Sean Fain updating union members yesterday about how the strike against automakers is going.
We've seen serious movement from both Stellantis and GM. Meanwhile, Ford continues to stew about KTP and pretend they can't afford what we're asking for.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. As you probably know, we are here every weekend. Same time, same station, and we are here for you to share topics, scientific studies, clinical research, and why all these can help you become healthier. If you're listening, I'm sure that you're listening because you want to be healthier. You want a better lifestyle. You want better health. And you want to know how to achieve a better lifestyle, better health. And we can, no matter how old you are or what conditions you have, we can get better. Don't ever give up hope. Hope actually is the activity to bring things together to make our lives better. And we're here to share all kinds of information, even for your pet. In fact, we have a topic today on how to improve the bladder health of your dog. And then we're going to talk about the consequences of long-term use of antacids. All drugs have side effects, some more serious than others. Some even have a side effect of death. That means many people can die from using that drug. And then we're going to talk about rose hips. Many people grow roses in their garden. And there is a rose hip that grows on the stem of the roses. What benefit do those rose hips provide? And how to stop brain cancer? And olive oil is now useful for mouth health. And we'll talk about three unexpected benefits from vitamin D3. Anxious to reduce pain? Are you suffering from neuropathy? Do your feet and hands feel like you are being stung by bees, like needles, pins? Are your feet numb? We'll talk about how you can improve. In fact, you can cure neuropathy. Many times, it's associated with type 2 diabetes. But at other times, people can have neuropathy as well from nerve damage. And you know what causes a lot of nerve damage? Sugar. And then how does red ginseng increase energy? Well, we have a lot on the agenda. And I want to get right into it. So we cover a lot of the material today so that we can leave you with more information over the weekend to just think about. Decide whether or not that is best for you? And how can we make changes? How can we do something differently to make your life a better quality of life? It is very easy. Now, it is very easy, not very simple. That's the problem. So we want to make sure that you have all the information that you need in order to make that difference. So let's get right into it today and make a change. How can we improve the bladder dysfunction of our dog? What is commonly called spray, S-P-A-Y, spay, incontinence. Very common in spayed female dogs. Spaying is the removal of a female dog's uterus and ovaries to prevent reproduction. And this may affect up to 20% of all spayed dogs, especially large breed dogs. And here are some of the symptoms. Urinary dribbling. Involuntary loss of urine. Behavioral changes of signs of discomfort. And here are some reasons that dogs experience urinary incontinence, which includes age. As a dog gets older, the bladder becomes weaker. Anxiety. They piddle, drip, leak when they're anxious or scared, frightened, or they have diabetes, or they have bladder infection. Now, there's an herb that plays a big role in improving the quality of the bladder and the control of the bladder. Angelica is the name of the herb that grows wild in Iceland. I've been to Iceland, been to the harvesting of the angelica, watched them bring in tons and tons of angelica, and it's a very special angelica. Actually, the entire species name is Angelica, Archangelica. And it's controlled by the government of Iceland. It's a crop that's protected by the government. So they have regulations as to how it is picked, harvested, processed, and they actually even select the crew that goes out and harvests, hand harvests, not by machine, but hand harvests the angelica. The leaves only, not the stem or the root, but the leaves. And it's found extensively all over Iceland. Wild fields growing wild. And they rotate harvesting areas so no area becomes depleted. And angelica is well known as a treatment for bladder dysfunction. It inhibits leukotrienes. And leukotrienes are a group of compounds produced by the 5-LUX pathway, the 5-LUX, L-O-X, 5-LUX enzyme or pathway. So it reduces and inhibits the overproduction of leukotrienes. We can't live without them. We can't live without leukotrienes, but we don't want too many. And when it inhibits the leukotrienes, these are compounds which trigger smooth muscle contraction. It prevents contraction of the bladder. What happens if you contract the bladder? You squeeze the bladder. Obviously, you're going to have some problems. And leukotrienes are also active in the lungs, the arteries, and the bladder. And in human clinical trials, it reduced the need to urinate and increased bladder volume. This is a very safe herb. There are no known side effects. You can give it to children, pets. There's no complications. About 100 milligrams daily for all size dogs. The best time to give the dosage would be the first thing in the morning. Usually there is a capsule or a tablet that contains 100 milligrams, and that would be a daily dose for all size dogs. So you can look for Angelica. It's spelled A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, Angelica. It's useful for all kinds of urinary tract dysfunction. Now, I mentioned earlier the consequences of long-term antacid use. So many people buy Tums, Rolaids, and even stronger drugs that require a prescription. These can be very, very harmful to the body. You might get some temporary relief, but good gracious, the side effects are terrible. And we do not want to stop the flow of acid. Our stomach contains high levels of acid. So long-term use of antacid increases the risk of dementia. Now, there are many proton pump inhibitors, such as Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec. These are all drugs that require a prescription. And they should be, well, this is crazy. They should not be used any longer than 3 months. Not long ago, I ran into a lady that's been on Prilosec for 14 years. They're not supposed to be on a drug of this kind longer than 3 months. And the longer you're on, the more damage is being done. In a new study, researchers were looking at the adverse effects of long-term use of proton pump inhibitors. They collected data from over 5,000 people age 65, 75, and over, who did not have dementia at the start of the study. And then they followed up with them for the next 5 years. When they looked at who went on to develop dementia during the study, they found a significant association with long-term use of antacids. Doesn't it seem, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe I'm just thinking too hard into it. But Alzheimer's disease and dementia has only come on in the last 30 years, maybe 40 years, just at about the right time when they introduced the proton pump inhibitors, the antacids. Could they be the cause? Now, we're looking for drugs to cure Alzheimer's disease, but maybe just eliminating the antacids might be a better solution. Because people who took These drugs, like Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec, for more than 4 years, were 33% more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease or dementia. So why does this seem to happen? Well, one theory is that a lack of stomach acid inhibits the absorption of vitamin B12. And we know from scientific research that B12 deficiency, a lack of B12, is known to accelerate mental decline. We lose our mental faculties if we do not have enough B12 in our diet. And one of the best sources of B12 is red meat. There's others, but meat has a very high level of B12. So now, there is a natural way to eliminate acid indigestion and to ease the indigestion without using these proton pump inhibitors. First of all, remember, our stomach secretes acid. We need acid in our stomach. The only thing that is digested in the stomach is the source of protein consumed by the individual, some of the minerals, and like B12. So we need an acidic stomach. Now we have a pH scale from 0 to 14. 0 to 7 is acid. 7 to 14 is alkaline. So we should be down in the 2 range or 3 range of the acidic scale. Our stomach needs to be acid. Don't try to stop the acidity, but to balance the acidity. There's a good acid and a bad acid. Now, when we consume a lot of sugar and a lot of carbohydrates, they produce a lot of acid. So what we need to do is restore. This sounds crazy to you, I know it does. Because we want you to restore stomach acid, the acidity of the stomach. Now, doesn't that sound crazy? But Terry, I have too much acid. Yes, you do. Of the wrong, bad acids. You need the good acid. The stomach only secretes HCl, betaine hydrochloric acid. The stomach lining. When you have protein in your stomach, you have food in your stomach, the lining of your stomach, the mucous membrane of your stomach, secretes betaine hydrochloride, a very powerful acid, which we require to break down the protein, whether it's meat, fish, cheese, or whatever it is. Protein is a group of amino acids which we only can use when they are broken down into very small molecular particles, short chains of amino acids. There are 20 amino acids. 8 of them are essential because our body does not make them. Like we have 26 letters in the alphabet that can make thousands and thousands of words. And the protein we eat, made up of these 20 amino acids, can make up all of the proteins in our body that are required. So we need hydrochloric acid in our stomach. So it might even be good for you to test. Go down to a health food store, buy betaine hydrochloric acid, about 600 milligrams per capsule. It may also contain pepsin, because as we secrete hydrochloric acid in the stomach, it causes the stomach to release an enzyme called pepsin. And pepsin further breaks down the protein. So you might want to trial an experiment with betaine hydrochloride. Now, if you take too much, you're going to feel a warming sensation in your stomach, meaning you took too much. Then take a glass of milk or a glass of water and dilute the acid. Then next time, take less. Maybe just start with one capsule of betaine hydrochloride at your main meals, maybe lunch and dinner. Or if breakfast is big, make it breakfast. But just choose one or two meals to experiment with it. And then you can reduce the symptoms with a combination of D-limonene. D-limonene is produced from citrus oils, like lemon. That's why it's called D-limonene, lemon, or any other citrus. When we were kids, we used to squeeze this peel, and you could spray a substance out, which actually is an oil. And that oil contains the D-limonene. And sea buckthorn, these two, D-limonene, an oil of D-limonene, sea buckthorn, about 600 milligrams once or twice daily. I like to have people start off with twice daily. And as you get better, you can reduce the dosage or increase the dosage. There's no side effects to this combination. None. And what D-limonene does, it protects the stomach lining without interfering with the acid production, but also helps paralysis, the contraction of the intestines, to keep food moving through the digestive system. The peristalsis is moving the food through your intestinal tract. And sea buckthorn is a source of very beneficial fatty acids, especially omega-7. Now, I know you've heard of omega-3, omega-6, omega-9, which is in olive oil, omega-5, which is in pomegranate oil. There's many other omegas that we aren't really familiar with as a whole. But omega-7 from sea buckthorn has been shown to protect and heal the stomach lining, whether or not there's ulcers or just abrasions, as well as reduce inflammation in the intestinal mucosa. Reset your digestive system. If you want to improve the entire quality of your intestinal tract, if you have diarrhea, if you have constipation, if you are not moving food along nicely through the digestive system, you can do that with a blend of 14 Ayurvedic herbs, including ginger, andrographis, catocola, about 800 milligrams, two or three servings with water at bedtime. So you can improve your entire digestive system. You can reset it, restore it, and get rid of the acid. Not the good acid, but the acids of fermentation. When you eat a lot of carbohydrates and sugar, over time they will ferment. You have a perfect environment to cause fermentation. The stomach is warm. You have fluid. And over time, just like making wine in a wine bag, and eventually you're going to have bubbles, and many people release those bubbles upward or downward. So it's all a process of overextension of fermentation. Then that causes extra acidity. Now we're going to talk about olive oil. I love olive oil, and I drink a lot of it. No less than a quarter of a cup a day of the very high quality olive oil that contains polyphenols that are a group of compounds that can cure, treat, and prevent many, many, many diseases. And I mentioned this before, but Dr. Mary Flynn, Associate Professor of Nutrition at Boston University, has been studying olive oil for 30 years. And she said it is the only food known to treat, cure, and prevent every known disease. And I would consider her to be quite an expert. So first of all, stop using the mouthwash with alcohol and all the other junk they put in the mouthwash, and then rinse your mouth with olive oil instead. The practitioners of traditional medicine recommend olive oil pulling to keep the mouth and the entire body healthy over time. So how do you pull? Well, swish a high quality olive oil in your mouth for at least 5 and up to 20 minutes. Then spit the oil into the trash or down the sink. This is a very easy oil to break up with hot water and will not clog the drain. Do not swallow the oil as it is full of bacteria pulled from your mouth. The oil reduces the ability of bacteria to stick in the mouth and prevent plaque formation. Traditional medicine practitioners also believe that oil pulling can help whiten teeth, reduce inflammation and bleeding of the gum, and freshen the breath. With that, my friends, I've got to pause. We're going to allow the station to identify itself and run some commercials, so stay tuned. I am not going anywhere, and I hope you don't go anywhere either. Let's come back together and do the second half of the program right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry, naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry, naturally, with the second portion of our program. We'll be here to the top of the hour. This is Terry, naturally, with Terry Talks Nutrition. Don't forget to visit our website, terrytalksnutrition.com. You know, I spend an hour with you. That's not nearly enough time. But at least it gives you some pause to think on how you can change your life. And folks, you really can. You can change your life. You can change your health. You're not stuck with what you got. All of our diseases, up to 98%, are caused by you choosing what you are choosing and me for what I choose. We all choose what we want to eat. Is it good food or is it bad food? Is it junk food or trash food? Is it all chemical related or is it organic? We make that choice. We can choose to vegetate on the couch in front of the TV, or we can spend 10 to 30 minutes doing some form of activity that increases our heart rate and burns up calories. Exercise, just 10 minutes a day makes a difference. Just 10 minutes. Do the kettlebell swings. Go on my website, you'll see my demonstration of the kettlebell swings. Kettlebell squat. They're all very highly productive forms of activity. Getting a good night's sleep, that means 8 to 9 hours. Nothing less than 7. People are trying to get by on 5 and 6. It's going to hurt you long term. But you'll find all kinds of good information on my website. You can read newsletters. You can listen to more shows. You never miss anything because it's always there for you later. You can read all my newsletters. You can listen to all the other shows that we have archived there for you, enjoy your enjoyment. I want you well. I want you healthy. I'd love to do the show to bring you information that can change your life. I read all this information every day. And I know it inside and out. And I use it for myself. This is my lifestyle. But I think since my lifestyle was changed a long time ago, that convinced me that what I was doing in my early years was killing me. And I would be dead long before this. But now I know I'm going to live another 20 years. And I'm not on the young side. And I'm going to laugh all the way to the end. So let's talk a little bit about rose hips. What are rose hips? Well, first of all, they're great for your joints. The hips of roses are the red or orange fruits of the rose plant. Look on the stem, under the flower petals. The rose hips contain the seeds of the rose plant. Rose hips also have unique health benefits, especially for relieving the symptoms of arthritis. Clinical studies have shown that reducing inflammation, the rose hip compounds can improve cartilage formation, which inflammation destroys, and enzymes associated with arthritis no longer function, but the rose hips improve cartilage and collagen formation. When combined with type 1 collagen, rose hip has also been shown to stimulate collagen production by 40% versus a placebo, otherwise known as a fake pill. Now, this is a cellular model of collagen production. So that rose hips, years ago, there was a farmer in Denmark that found that rose hips cured his arthritis. Cured. When I met this gentleman, he was 85 years of age, and he was a ball of fire. I mean, that guy had such a spirit, and he was so passionate about rose hips that he gave up farming corn and got rid of his cattle and planted orchards after orchards after orchards of roses to gather up the hips. And then I never was able to go into his manufacturing facility. I would more than likely call it a barn. But he tried to convert everything he had on his farm to be useful. And he developed machinery that would grind the rose hips. But that's all he did. So his recommended daily dosage was 10 capsules of rose hips. And this was traditionally used in the Scandinavian countries. You can go all over the countries of Scandinavia, countries, and rose hips grow wild along the North Sea. They're beautiful. But he planted them to have a higher level of production. But because it was a very crude standardization, no standardization to speak of, I should say that, but it was a very crude material that required 10 or more capsules per day. But this led more scientists to review what he was doing. And eventually, a European company was able to use just the peel. Now, that's a very small amount to use the peel of the rose hip. You'd have to have millions and millions of rose hips. And then you only require to take 2 capsules daily to reduce the pain and discomfort of arthritis joint pain. So there are studies in Europe of people with arthritic knee pain. And when they added rose hip with type 1 collagen to their existing treatment plan for 12 weeks, it takes time for the body to adjust and change. It takes decades to cause arthritis. And if we just give back 12 weeks for phenomenal positive results, it's dramatic. So the results of this 12-week study, 42% reduction in pain of arthritis, plus reduction in stiffness and improvement in movement, and flexibility. This is the way you get back your life. Doing the things you always wanted to do, but you couldn't do them. So then you got fatter because you didn't have any activity desires because you're hurt. I don't blame you. But I can dig you out of that hole or help you get out of that hole. When you have pain, you're not happy. You don't have the ability for much movement, flexibility. So you reduce your level of activity and you sit, do nothing, and then you gain 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 and more pounds. And then it's worse because now those joints that ache and hurt are carrying 50 more pounds. Doesn't make sense. So adding rose hips to your daily regimen reduce arthritis pain by 42%. If you get rid of half your pain, you're more likely to get up and do some activity and lose that weight, take that 50 pounds or less or more off your joints, you're going to feel so much better. Now, the dosage they found to be the most effective from this 12-week study, they developed a formulation of the rose hip peel extract, 500 milligrams of the rose hip peel extract, combined with 20 milligrams of type 2 collagen twice a day. Now, the type 2 collagen is the only collagen that affects joint structure and function. You can get collagen 1, 3, so forth, but the type 2 is the type you want to restore and repair your joints. It's a joint collagen. So take 500 milligrams of rosehip peel extract with 20 milligrams of type 2 collagen twice a day. That's how they got a 42% benefit with just two capsules, not 10 or 12 or 15, as what was reported by the farmer. Farmer Hansen was his name. And everybody in the area knew him as Farmer Hansen. But he had a crude method of drying the entire rosehip. This is just the peel, because inside is mostly fiber. And there are no side effects, no adverse effects reported. But if you want more pain relief, then I would add a combination of curcumin, boswellia, and black sesame seed oil daily. Now, about 1,000 milligrams of this combination, and you can do that 1,000 milligrams two, three, four times a day, depending on your level of pain. And again, no side effects. Every drug has a side effect. Some very minor, some very serious. There are some drugs that list a side effect of may cause death. Wow. And you're taking drugs that cause death? Now, you might get away with it. Maybe your neighbor won't. Maybe you won't. When you could try rosehip peel extract and also a combination of curcumin, boswellia, and black sesame seed oil. No side effects, no known adverse effects, nothing. Now, how do you stop brain cancer? Glioblastoma, the most common form of brain cancer. And it is a very aggressive form of cancer and quite difficult to treat. The cancer cells grow and they spread quickly and are resistant to anti-cancer drugs. So researchers have been evaluating natural compounds in search for something that will either kill this form of cancer or at least make them more open to standard cancer drugs. Cancer drugs build up a resistance to the drugs. Cancer is live. It wants to thrive and grow and spread. It's a monster. Like we have, for a long time, used antibiotics to kill the bugs, kill the bacteria. But the bacteria want to thrive as well. So the bacteria creates a resistance to the antibiotics, just like cancer drugs, cancer. They resist the cancer drugs. So the drugs become useless, or it's required to have stronger drugs, or more drugs, or increase the dosage of the drugs. But the drugs are so harsh that if you increase the drug to a certain level of dosage, the patient's life is at risk, not because of the cancer, but because of the drug. But now there are two promising natural medicines to stop brain cancer. It's a very common brain cancer that affects children. But now with two promising forms of medicine, natural medicines, such as curcumin and propolis. Studies have shown curcumin reduced the size of the tumors of the brain by 60%. And propolis, you know, these are so, you know, it's almost hard to believe that these natural substances have such a powerful medicinal value, medicinal properties. Propolis is a combination of vegetation that the bees collect and use to sterilize their hive or colony. The bees go out and gather resin from trees, buds, shrubs, any kind of vegetation within the range of the bees. And they bring it in to the colony or the hive to sterilize their environment, to purify their environment. And there are no known side effects to propolis. You can give it to an infant, put it in a bottle, put it on their tongue. And propolis has been able to reduce the number of these brain cancer cells and found that they declined from the treatment of propolis by up to 75% after they were exposed to propolis. And drugs could not reduce the cancer cells more than 10%. And propolis was up to 75%. Curcumin was up to 60%. This is amazing. Drugs can't reach that level. And if they try to, they'll kill the patient with the drug. And these are all natural, have been used for thousands of years. Bees have been here since the beginning of time. Curcumin has been a natural medicine food for 5,000 years or more. In some cultures around the world, they use it every day in everything. There are really no known side effects. Oh, if you ate a very, very large quantity of curcumin, you probably would have diarrhea. But not with propolis. I have no known knowledge of any side effect with propolis. It's one of my favorites, because it is so kind to children. They can take it without any fear of having any side effect. And it's fantastic for children who have throat infection or ear infection. But if you believe that they have infection, please consult with your physician and ask for their advice. And you can also add propolis to whatever the doctor recommends. This is a great combination. Curcumin, propolis. What a great combination for brain cancer, which is one of the most common forms, glioblastoma, tumors of the brain. So what should you know more about curcumin and propolis? Well, both curcumin and propolis have the ability to stop cancer cell formation and spreading, metastasizing. Although curcumin has been better studied, especially in combination with chemotherapy, but always every year, more research on propolis is being published. On curcumin, there have been over 20,000 studies. On propolis, there have been 4,000 studies, and more coming. And the best form of curcumin, because it is very difficult to be absorbed, it stays within the intestinal tract. It's hard to be absorbed systemically. That means crossing the barrier of the intestinal tract, getting into the bloodstream, circulating it throughout the body, delivering it to all the cells, good cells, bad cells, and curing cancer. But now there is a curcumin that is complex with turmeric essential oil, which has been shown to increase the absorption by 7 times. So look for a 750 milligram dosage with 500 milligrams of curcuminoids. These are the key compounds, 3 key compounds that's found in the plant, turmeric and curcumin. It is not found in the plant itself. It has to be concentrated. Curcumin is only about 2 to 4% of the entire plant. So you have to use many, many plants to gather up curcumin up to 95%. And then propolis, which is complex to gamma cyclodextrin to aid absorption, about 100 to 200 milligrams daily. These two are very, very powerful. Now, if the person is under care by the physician and the physician has given a chemotherapy treatment or has recommended a chemotherapeutic treatment, you can take that treatment if that's your choice and then add curcumin and propolis. They actually make the drugs more safe, reduce the side effects, reduce the risk of the side effects, and make the drugs more effective. So how can we use red ginseng to increase our level of energy? Ginseng creates a tremendous amount of energy at the cellular level. Researchers wanted to explore why red ginseng is effective in relieving fatigue. If you're tired, exhausted, have chronic fatigue, they tested red ginseng in an animal model of chronic fatigue versus untreated animals. Physical endurance improved by 50% in the red ginseng group. 50%. Reduce your chronic fatigue by 50%. Elevated lactic acid levels, a marker of muscle stress, and return that to near normal levels. Cellular mitochondrial activity, the engines of the cells, returned to near normal levels. The research concluded that red ginseng helps the body to build energy on the cellular level by reversing the mitochondrial dysfunction, repairing broken cellular engines, decreasing inflammation at the cellular level. And the dosage, clinical research has found that 100 to 200 milligrams of the hydroponically grown red ginseng, never sprayed with pesticides, no chemicals added, no harsh solvents, only grown in water, and found to be 7 times stronger than regular ginseng and 17 times more absorbable very, very high quality form of red ginseng. So that, my friends, I've already run out of time. So I'm about ready to sign off for today. But you can always join me every weekend. Same place, same time, same station. And all I'm here is to help you to have better quality of health, a better quality of life. Remember, health is your choice. So choose well. And with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy world.